Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Shannon from Easton.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Shannon is on her way to high school to teach math.
I'm sorry.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know how this works? Five trivia questions.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, it's all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Looking at the big board, Kennedy has 5,881 wins, only 430 losses. I'm not great at math, but that seems like a pretty high percentage of wins.
Yeah, she's pretty good at
this. Yep. I have one win, and it was against Lana a couple months ago.
Hey, as long as that $100 check clears, who cares?
Question number one. Today is Friday the 13th. Who is the machete-wielding murderer in the Friday the 13th movies?
Michael Myers?
Tom DeLonge turns 49 today. He is a guitarist and singer for Blink-182. Which Blink song do they sing, "Nobody Likes You," when you're 23?
Is it All the Small Things?
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got engaged, and there was food from Taco Bell in the background of their engagement photos. It's apparently Selena's favorite. Can you name one of the three well-known slogans Taco Bell has used over the years?
I can picture the little dog.
Yep.
That's the one everyone remembers.
Yeah, is it No Quiero Taco Bell?
Question number four. Jeremy Renner is writing a book about the accident that almost killed him. What happened?
Didn't he get run over by a lawnmower or a snowmobile? A snowmobile, maybe?
Question number five. A website analyzed a bunch of Google search data to determine which states have the most Christmas spirit. In the end, the state with the most Christmas spirit is Utah. And the state with the least is Alaska. Well, they're just over winter.
Well, it's hard to have Christmas spirit when you're surrounded by grizzly bears.
And it's dark all the time.
And it's dark 10 months a year. What is the capital of Alaska?
Anchorage.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Shannon, I love your confidence.
What kind of math do you teach? Like what class?
All kinds of math. Pre-calculus, Algebra 2,
failed that.
Statistics.
Failed that.
Didn't take that.
Couldn't even get into the first one.
Shannon, I think, got 0 out of 5.
Come on.
She was real close to 2. You were real close to... You were a letter off from 1.
You were so...
No.
Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
It makes my ride a little bit easier.
Well, we're glad to hear that. Today is Friday the 13th, Kennedy. Who is the machete-wielding murderer in the Friday the 13th movies?
Jason Voorhees.
1-0. Yeah,
I knew that one.
You did?
Sometimes I knew it now.
Yeah. Once Kennedy says them.
Tom DeLonge turns 49 today. He's a guitarist and singer for Blink-182. Which song do they sing, "Nobody Likes When You're 23?
Likes You When You're 23.
Or Nobody Likes You When You're 23. Excuse me.
What's my age again?
2-0.
Is All the Small Things even a song that they play?
Yeah.
It's their biggest song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
The wrong one. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got engaged, and there was food from Taco Bell in the background of their engagement.
This is perfect. Not only are they the cutest couple ever, they got engaged with Taco Bell.
That's literally Kennedy's dream. The only way she would say yes to a proposal, there was Mexican pizza.
You know me so well.
Name one of the three well-known slogans Taco Bell has used over the years.
Live Moss.
Live Moss.
Run for the border. Fourth meal.
Think outside the bun. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Come
amazing.
On, that's the
amazing.
That's
yes, the not no quiero Taco Bell. It's yo quiero. It's a good thing you're not a Spanish teacher.
This is a very good thing, yeah.
3-0. Question number 4. Jeremy Renner is writing a book about the accident that almost killed him. What happened?
He was run over by his snowplow.
Yes, not his lawnmower or his snowmobile, but his snowplow.
You were close on that one, too. You were right there.
4-0. Question number 5. A website analyzed a bunch of Google search data to determine which states have the most Christmas spirit. In the end, the state with the most Christmas spirit?
Go on.
Utah.
Okay.
And the state with the least? Alaska.
Interesting.
What is the capital of Alaska?
Juneau?
Look at you.
Look at that.
Although Shannon did beat Lana one
really
time.
Look really good.
No. That's, well, I don't know what to say to that. I just don't know what to say.
Shannon, I think you're fun.
Yeah,
I think you're
call
awesome.
Anytime.
Yeah,
anytime
I tried.
You
want to. No, I tried.
That is
I
it.
I always win when I'm in my car by myself.
You know, we get that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, we're just glad you're here.
And the next time you're grading one of your students' papers and they get them all wrong, just remember, they tried.
Yeah. I would fail your test spectacularly, too.
Well, could you imagine us taking a math test? Kevin?
I would go Ofer.
All right. Well, you don't get the cash, but you do win yourself $100, a $100 gift card to the 99 Restaurant. Here's to free popcorn.
Ooh, all right.
Great food and good times for everyone on your list. 99 Restaurant gift cards. Easy, fast, and always a hit.
Woohoo!
You got to love the nines. Yes, of course. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shannon from Easton, and I cannot beat you, Kennedy.
Let's get to Campy Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down. You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Subaru of New England. You can share the love with a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. I don't think that's the right tag. Can you give me the other tag, Dan, at the end and I'll do it again?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's close, but not quite right. Kennedy, say good morning to Ariana from Cambridge.
Hello, Ariana.
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
I understand you're taking your 1-year-old for their checkup?
Yes. So hopefully we'll have a good afternoon this afternoon.
And what's their name?
Juan Pablo.
Juan Pablo. Beautiful name.
Yes.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. It's a Wonderful Life tops Entertainment Weekly's list of the best Christmas movies. It's followed by A Christmas Story, Elf, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Which town does the Grinch terrorize in that movie?
Whoville.
Nick Jonas says it's tremendous that his Disney graduating class of himself, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and Miley Cyrus have had such long careers. Nick has dated 2 of the 3 women he named. Which 2?
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus. Which of those 2 has Nick Jonas dated?
Selena Gomez. No. Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus.
Today in 1996, this Tom Cruise movie was released. Take a listen to one of its most famous scenes and then name the movie.
I love you. You complete me. Well, just has...
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
Going to
you
the
had
Oscar
me
there.
At hello.
Name the movie.
Jerry Maguire.
Shawn Mendes and John Mayer recently bonded over the unique experience of having high-profile exes write hit songs about them. Which ex wrote the song Dear John about John Mayer?
Taylor Swift.
And Robert Downey Jr. is reportedly making significantly more than $80 million to play Dr. Doom in the next 2 Avengers movies. He also gets private jet travel, security, and a trailer encampment on the set. What are the last words Downey Jr. uttered as Iron Man during his duel with Thanos?
Oh, I don't remember.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
It's funny, going to the doctor's with a 14-year-old as opposed to a 1-year-old is a different experience because now when I sit in my pediatrician's, or, you know, Barrett's pediatrician's office, it's like a trip down memory lane and I get very emotional.
Because that's so sweet.
We've been going to this pediatrician for 14 years.
You get emotional at the doctor's office?
Wow, bro.
I do. It's a lot. It's a lot.
It sounds like a lot.
It is. I'm like watching my life flash before my eyes when you see the 1-year-old come in. Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Ariana got 3 out of 5.
Well done.
These are hard, Kennedy. Ready?
You bet.
It's A Wonderful Life, Tops Entertainment Weekly's list of the best Christmas movies. It is followed by A Christmas Story, Elf, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Which town does the Grinch terrorize in that movie?
Whoville.
And all the little Whos down in Whoville.
Title one. Number two, Nick Jonas says it's tremendous that his Disney graduating class of himself, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, and Miley Cyrus have had such long careers. Nick has dated two of those three women that he named. Which two?
Oh, can you give them to me one more time, please?
Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I know it's Selena, but the middle one.
Demi Lovato?
Yeah. Oh, was it Miley?
Yeah. So Nick dated Selena and Miley, and then Demi dated Nick's brother Joe. All those Disney kids were hooking up.
Tied to one, question number three today, 1996. This Tom Cruise movie was released. Take a listen to one of its most famous scenes, and then name the movie.
I love you. You complete me. I'm not just head.
Shut up. Just shut up. You had me at hello.
Jerry Maguire.
Tied at two. Shawn Mendes and John Mayer recently bonded over the unique experience of having high-profile exes write hit songs about them. Which ex wrote the song Dear John about John Mayer?
Taylor Swift.
Tied at three. Question number five. Robert Downey Jr. is reportedly making significantly more than $80 million to play Dr. Doom in the next two Avengers movies. He also gets private jet travel, security, and a trailer encampment on the set.
I still don't understand how that's happening.
But yeah, anyway, what is? I'm very confused.
I don't know. Timelines in comic books are wonky.
But the timeline's gone. That's what Deadpool and Wolverine was about. Right?
I don't know, dude.
No, this is the Fantastic Four, right?
No, this is the Avengers.
It's Avengers. It's very confusing.
Well, anyway.
Kennedy, what are the last words Robert Downey Jr. uttered as Iron Man during his duel with Thanos?
Have a nice day.
Like, really, bro? No. And I am Iron Man.
Because he goes, I am inevitable.
I've really never made it to the end of any of those movies.
Never mind. Just too long.
And
let me break it down. All 3 hours of Endgame for you.
Yep.
There you go.
Great acting, Dad. Almost as good as Jerry Maguire acting. 3-3 is the final score. We end up in a tie, but Kennedy gets the win with the tie. You don't get the cash. But Ariana, we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
Thank you.
All right. So if you see some dad sitting in the doctor's office with his teenage son and he starts crying, just ignore me, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
All right, this is Ariana from Cambridge, and I can't beat Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Share the love with a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kelsey from Dedham.
Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Kennedy. Love your sweater, by the way.
Thank you.
unicorns, rainbow unicorns.
I thought it was My Little Pony.
Oh.
It might be unicorns. You could be right.
I don't know.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Question number one. Bill Belichick is officially the new head football coach at the University of North Carolina. What are the UNC athletic teams called? What is their mascot?
The Tar Heels.
Question number two. It's Taylor Swift's birthday today. What year was she born in? She even has an album named after it.
1989.
Megan Fox reportedly bought a new house without MGK. They are expecting a baby in March. Which movie franchise did Megan star in with Shia LaBeouf?
Transformers.
Megan Trainor shared on Today with Hoda and Jenna that her facial movement is finally returning after a cosmetic procedure and a mishap that left her unable to smile. Meghan Trainor is married to Daryl Sabara, who played Juni Cortez in which movie franchise?
Spy Kids.
Question number five. Katherine Schwarzenegger turning 35 today. She's the daughter of Arnold and the wife of which A-list actor?
She's the wife of Chris Pratt.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Kelsey, I understand you're an attorney.
I am, yep.
What kind of law do you practice?
I told producer Dan, I said, try not to hold it against me. I practice education law.
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Kennedy, are those unicorns or My Little Ponies on your sweater?
They're both.
Oh. So we're both right.
We had a heated debate in here after you left.
Got real feisty.
Yeah. Almost came to fisticuffs.
Almost broke up the band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or actually, we were just curious.
Okay.
Kelsey got 5 out of 5.
Oh. Okay.
These are tough, Kennedy. Much like trying to discern your sweatshirt. If it's unicorns or My Little Pony. Question number one. Bill Belichick. Oh, I'm not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
Dun-dun.
Bill Belichick is officially the new head football coach at the University of North Carolina. What are the UNC athletics teams called?
Tar Heels.
It's Taylor Swift's birthday today. Which year was she born in? She's even...
1989.
Megan Foster reportedly bought a new house without MGK. They're expecting a baby in March. Which movie franchise did Megan star in with Shia LaBeouf?
Transformers.
Meghan Trainor shared on Today with Hoda and Jen that her facial movement is finally returning after a cosmetic procedure mishap left her unable to smile. Meghan Trainor's married to Daryl Sabara, who played Juni Cortez in which movie franchise?
Spy Kids.
And question number five. Katherine Schwarzenegger turned 35 today. She's the daughter of Arnold and the wife of which A-list actor?
Chris Pratt.
You said the Tar Heels?
I did.
You said 1989?
I did.
Did you say Transformers?
I did.
Spy Kids?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Which Chris Evans? Is that what she said?
No.
Chris Hemsworth?
No.
Huh.
Chris Pine?
No.
Chris Cross?
I think you said Chris Pratt.
It's wickety, wickety, wickety,
wickety, whack. Yeah. 5-5 is the final score. Kennedy gets a win. Kelsey, I'm sorry. We cannot. Wait. This is a $100 game, right?
Yeah.
So she gets the $100 for the 5-5, too.
Yep.
Tie. Yes.
Boom. Lawyered.
Hashtag suck it, sell.
All right.
Chance you get.
When do you see what I'm wearing to the concert on Saturday night, Kennedy?
Okay.
Hashtag suck it, Sal. Is there a new line of merch coming?
If you do a merch drop at Deck the Hall Ball, I'm going to...
Kelsey, unfortunately, you don't get the win, though. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kelsey from Dedham, and I can't beat Kennedy.
But you can tire.